Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where you become a business beast with our 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to validate your business idea before you launch. How do you make sure you're actually offering something people want? Very important. Great topic. Let's get down to business. Idea validation or business idea validation is something that we're really known for in the $100 MBA, so much so that we have written about it on different publications on the internet, and it became such a popular course within the $100 MBA that we decided, Nicole and I, that we want to offer this course for free to the public. It's one of the courses inside the $100 MBA, and it's one of the areas that a lot of people struggle with is creating something that their audience or customers will actually buy. A lot of people have great ideas, and then they build a business on this idea, and then when they launch, they realize, oh, no one's buying. No one really wants this, and that's a really, really bad place to be because you've wasted so much time and money on an idea that nobody really wants, right? So I want to first tell you that if you want access to this course, it's absolutely free. You can just check it out at 100mba.net/free-course. It's a very, very popular course. It's a video course. It's just like any other course inside the $100 MBA. You can ask questions anytime. It comes with a workbook. It's really nifty, and a lot of people have thanked us for offering it to them. But I'm going to talk a little bit about the process that we explain in the course. The course goes into detail and tells you exactly the step by step. But I'm going to go through the overview of why this is so important and what you need to do to make sure that you're validating your business idea before you launch. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about is that the reason why we're doing this is because we're building a business for somebody else or people outside of our a little immediate circle, our own families or whatever it is. Because a lot of us, we have great business ideas. We think they're great ideas. We share them with friends and family. And they say, hey, that sounds awesome. Yeah, go for it. And they want to be supportive and great and things like that. But the problem is that you and the people around you are usually not your target audience, right? You know, a lot of people, they'll create a fitness app on how to be a great bodybuilder or something like that. And no one in your family or friends, maybe a couple of your friends are in the gym, but they're not bodybuilders or whatever it is, right? And they think it's a great app because they want to be supportive or whatever, but you're not really talking to your target audience. And then you start building this whole business around this app and whatever. And then you realize, oh man, I created the wrong thing, or what I'm offering is not exactly what they're looking for. So what you really need to know, or what the main point of this whole exercise that we explain in the course is, you need to actually get in contact, get in touch, and speak to people that will be actual customers of your business idea or your offering or your product or your service or whatever it is. And you need to find out from them exactly if your business idea is valid. What you're trying to do here is you're trying to see if it's valid, and if it is valid, how can you create the best version of this idea so you can be able to give them exactly what they want. So when you offer it, you don't want somebody to say, yeah, that's a good idea. You want people like, oh my gosh, I'm dying for that. That's amazing. When is this going to be available? Can I order it now? That's the kind of reaction you need from people, not, oh, that sounds a good idea. So there's a few things that we go through in the course. And just to go over what we're talking about today is you need to first make sure that you narrow down exactly what you're trying to offer people. Once you've narrowed it down, you need to actually go out and speak to your target audience. Again, not your friends and family. I actually recommend never to actually share it with them until you actually start implementing and you know exactly what you're building, because it's very confusing when you ask your families and friends. They want to be supportive. Maybe even sometimes they'll make up stuff to give you some sort of critical feedback that really is not valid, but they just feel obliged to say something to you and kind of say, hey, here's something that you could do different. And they just feel like doing that just so they can sound like they're being unbiased. See how tricky this can get. I highly recommend do not talk to your family and friends about it. Talk to your clients. Talk to people that will be potential clients or customers about this product, offer, business, whatever it is. Now, besides that, you need to actually ask them their opinion about certain things. And when I say don't ask open-ended questions, you should be always giving them options. Which one sounds best to you? We did this exercise when we are testing out a headline for a new website, or we're testing out a new tagline for our business. So you give them options. So in our example, we'd give them options of different taglines. Which one resonates with you the most? Which one makes you curious, makes you want to know more? And you give them options. When you have options, they can choose, and they don't have to be on the spot and make up stuff. And like, kind of like, an open-ended question is really hard to answer when you don't know somebody very well. And also when they're not, you know, they feel a little bit self-conscious. What if I don't give the right answer? If you give them options, they'll be like, okay, that feels better. That looks better. And then when they don't like something, ask them why they don't like something. So you know to stay away from that type of vibe. With our headline situation, you know, we gave a headline example. It said, no, I don't like that because it kind of is too self-helpy. Or, you know, the word brand doesn't really resonate with me. I really like the word business. So try to get feedback from your customers. Take a lot of notes and figure out exactly what you're trying to build. Find out what they're looking for. The major thing you're looking for here is what are they struggling with? What are their pains and how you're going to solve it? Is this an actual solution to your pain? Some people say like, oh, I know what they're struggling with. Here's a solution. But is it really a solution? Maybe they're saying that's too much work. I need something that's quicker. I need something that's more efficient. So you need to be asking the right questions and trying to solve their issues in the most effective way and find out if your solution is really a solution by asking, again, your target market. Now, after you've gone through the whole idea validation process that's explained in the course, I highly advise that you produce the absolute minimum offer of this idea or business and throw it out in the market and see if people will buy. Don't try to get all fancy. Don't try to make this huge, huge business and then try to go very minimal. And this is called a minimal viable offer, a minimal viable product that's very popular these days with the Lean Startup book by Eric Ries. But the point here is, say for example, you're writing an ebook on how to build very effective websites for your business, okay? If I'm writing this ebook, I'm gonna make it as simple as possible. I'm gonna make it one sales page where it shows exactly what this ebook's all about. I'm gonna offer some small little chapter to show people for free. And then I'm going to have just a simple buy button. This is the price. I wanna see if people are gonna buy and see if this is worth their while, if this is actually gonna sell. So once I get a few sales and I get some feedback, I can say, okay, I can improve upon this book. I can add more offers. I can add more things to the actual package. You don't need to have a huge, huge, huge production. Try something very small. You can, you know, just do it on a very small scale. You can always improve and iterate on your business, on your offer, on your product or your service, but you need to get it out on the public. You got to get it out in the world so people can see and you can get some feedback. It has to have some life. You got to see if people are actually buying these things. Are people interested? What kind of feedback are you getting from the actual users that purchase it? You know, find out from people that actually, you know, if you have that ebook offer where they have a couple chapters that are free, find out from the people that downloaded that, what do they like about those couple chapters? What are some things that, you know, disappointed them? What are some things that they're looking for? Get some information from them so you can keep on improving. The sooner and the faster you can produce something and put it out there for sale, the better, so you can actually test it, improve it, put out version 2, 3, 5, 6, and then you can really have a great product on your hands based on real factual information, not guesses in your head. All right, guys, just to sum up today's lesson, when you're validating your business idea, you need to do a few things. You need to, first, if you haven't tried our free course, go ahead and take the free course at 100mba.net/free-course. In that course, we explain exactly how to contact, we give you a script actually, how to contact your ideal clients and customers so you can ask them specific questions, give them options, get feedback, find out what is the best version of your idea. Maybe you have to scrap the whole idea together, but the point is that talking directly to your customers that will be buying this product, right? Not your friends and family. You're gonna go through a whole vetting situation where you're gonna choose the best version of it. And then once you do that, you need to actually produce the smallest, minimal, viable product or offer of that idea and put it out there in the world. See if somebody buys. If they do, how can you improve? How can you get more people to be interested in it and build upon it and keep on iterating? Guys, thank you so much for listening to the $100 MBA show. A quick shout out to Matt Givinisi, who created the music for the $100 MBA show. Matt is a creative genius, amazing song. We absolutely love it. He also has a podcast called Listen Money Matters, which is a personal finance podcast, personal finance. Great podcast, great banter. Him and his partner, Andrew, please check it out. It's one of the best I've seen in the personal finance world. Guys, give us an iTunes rating and review. You know, go ahead and do that right now if you can. We would really appreciate it. You let us know how we're doing. Everybody who gives us an iTunes rating review enters the weekly draw to win a free ride to the $100 MBA, our complete online business training and community. You get a free lifetime membership if you win. The only way to win is to give us a rating and review on iTunes. Make sure that you do that. Subscribe so you get all the, if you haven't subscribed already, so you can get all the episodes automatically without you having to download one each one individually. So thanks guys again for listening. And just to close off, I want to just again remind you guys that I know that we talk about a whole bunch of things here on the show. We talk about a lot of different things. This may sound like it's overwhelming, but the point of the reason why we created this show and made it 10-minute chunks and did it on a 5-day-a-week basis, so you're getting something every day, is to show you that little by little you can make this happen. You don't need to take everything at once. Take each one, implement what we teach you every day, and then you'll be on your way to having an amazing business and an amazing career in business. I've learned this the hard way, the easy way a few times, you know, but I want to make sure it's easier for you. You don't have to go through the pains and struggles that I did. So please go ahead and take that to heart and just take it one day at a time. I'll see you guys in the next episode.